fighting for America.
The federal agents informed the crowd that if they kept advancing, they would open fire on the crowd.
It was scary to think that shots could be fired. It definitely was scary. Everyone was thinking, could this be another Ruby Ridge? Could this be another Waco?
Fighting for Idaho.
We're starting to realize that we have a government with unlimited power.
The BLM come to decimate us and to reduce us to absolute despotism.
Fighting for you.
More than Kevin, I just wanted to take an opportunity to thank you for real journalism.
Kevin, I just wanted to thank you for going to Nevada and getting the truth to us.
Voices Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
You're the only talk show that I really listen to.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Ada County Commissioner Rick Iswire with us here at 580KIDO. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
You know, we're talking about this primary, and we're hearing the political ads and such. What's the county's role in the primary election coming up, sir?
Well, we play a huge role, obviously, because we're in charge of the elections. The clerk's office, Phil McCrain and Chris Rich, oversee the elections. And obviously, we manage that on behalf of the voters in Ada County. And early voting started on May 16th, and you can get absentee ballots through the mail. A lot of people are taking advantage of that early voting and the opportunity to fill their ballots out at home and mail those in. So that seems to be the way of the future, that that people prefer avoiding the rush, so to speak, on election day and doing their duty in a different way. So the numbers continue to grow in a large way. You can do that early voting out of Benjamin through Friday, May 16th, and then after that, everything is pushed out till the primary on the 20th. So it's 400 North Benjamin Lane in Boise. If you haven't been there, it's a great setup. You can get in and out fairly quickly. It works very well. Another thing that they're doing this year for the first time is Saturday voting, which has worked very well. So this coming Saturday, May 10th, from 10 to 4, if it's convenient for you, you know, you can go out to Benjamin and place your votes.
Right.
You have to have your ID, obviously, where you can get a ballot. The closed primary, meaning that you have to declare a particular party affiliation. This is the second time that that's happened. 2012 was the first election cycle for the closed primary. This is the second. So that's been confusing for folks in that they have to pick a ballot and declare a party affiliation, and then once they receive that ballot, they're stuck with that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what if you've moved within the county? How does that work? Can you just go to the new place and register?
Well, we've got a great website, for one thing. So I'd go to, what is it, Ada County Elections or the Ada County website and go to the elections area, and it can help you with getting an absentee ballot. Gives you all the detail, how to register, where to register. There's a huge map there that you can go on and determine, you know, what your new precinct might be, the location, and a lot of the detail there. So the website is golden in my mind. It has a lot of great information.
Right, and again, there's, you know, I don't know if you caught the story. Did you hear about former Governor Andrus and the saying he's having a heart attack in the early voting system or whatever?
Yeah, we heard that. Chris Rich reported that to us yesterday.
Did they haul him out?
I don't think it was that, but it was very unfortunate that someone of his stature and his background, that, you know, that particular employee didn't recognize who he was or that he was a Democrat, so... It got cleared up, and he got the correct ballot, and we've had a lot of fun with it, and I'm sure we will over the next couple of days, and a good learning experience for all of staff, I would say.
It is. Let's get back to the voting, because this is a very important election for a lot of folks that are running on the lower ticket. How confident are you in the integrity of the process in Ada County?
Oh, very much so. You know, it's very transparent and open when you go out to the facility at Benjamin. It's fairly new for us, and it has a glassed-in area, and you can watch all the vote counting. There's an area for the media that they can monitor it and get the latest results. So I'm very comfortable with the process, and I've watched it from you know, the votes being taken from the precincts downtown or to Benjamin to be counted, and I think it's very safe.
And a lot has been written about the closed primary for the Republicans and the Democrats at 580KIDO, I guess, for the Republicans. So you have to – do you have to claim a political party to vote?
Yes. To get a ballot, you have to declare.
Okay.
You can either be a Democrat, Republican. libertarian, constitutionalist. And when you get that ballot, you know, some of the ballots will only have, if there's nobody running in those spots, you'll only be voting for judges. So you have to be careful which ballot you select
right
in the primary.
All right. Well, we've covered the voting. What else is going on in the county?
Well, I don't know if you're aware, the green belt that we maintain, you know, through along the river up to the dam, is we've had some issues with some repairs, and one of the ditch companies was doing some repair work and caused some damage on the green belt, and it had to be closed near Penitentiary Canal in the Shakespeare Way area, and it caused a lot of consternation with folks because as the weather's getting better, they want to get out and ride and run and walk, and we've had to shut it down. So we've taken a number of calls related to that, and we hope to have that back open by the end of the week, hopefully.
Yeah, you don't like it when the green belt's closed. You're going to hear from everybody.
Right. So that's a good thing.
What are other big issues? I see we have the RV registration here, but, you know, how's the budget going?
The budget is huge. You know, it takes more of our time every year. We start earlier, and it gets more painful, particularly since, you know, the economy's gotten slower. So it's all about, you know, managing government, doing more with less, in my mind. You know, we have less money to do the same thing, and we're working through it.
580-5436, 580-KIDO. If you have a question about the county, why can't you just be like the federal government, just print your own money?
Well, that would be a nice option, but local government doesn't have that privilege. We present a balanced budget every year.
Well, you know, when we talk about the budget, though, how do you folks treat the budget, and what is involved in the process? Do you go line by line? The last time we talked about you being a local business person, certainly small businesses, not only in Ada County, Canyon County, but those listening at 580KIDO or 580KIDO.com, understand the meaning of making a budget, of making payroll, of putting things away, of paying taxes. Does that translate to your work in the county, that same diligence?
Yeah, I would say very much so. I think it's been very helpful to me in, you know, having done a budget personally and through my business, I can carry that over to the government sector. And again, then the fact that you only have so much money and you need to work within that budget. So we work very carefully in making requests. Now, this budget is, you know, we've told everybody to hold the line. There will not be any increases over the last year. So, you know, we're holding the budget to that. The problem is a lot of our infrastructure is dated. Our capital projects, buildings, that sort of thing, we've put off the last few years. And you know, that's not always good. So we need to step up and figure out a phasing program as to how we're going to deal with that infrastructure.
Well, speaking of infrastructure, and, you know, it's funny, whenever I have you guys in, I forget to talk about this until the very end. Let's talk about the jail. There's been a lot about Canyon County's jail situation. How are we doing in Ada County? And it's like Sheriff Rainey likes to talk about, it's the largest mental health facility in the state. And that's a unique demand because that does fall under the county purview. That does fall under your watch when it comes to funding the jail.
Just the sheriff's part of the budget is a huge piece of the Ada County budget. He's got, you know, we have a $200 million budget approximately. I think it was 208 last year. He's a third of that. He has a third of the employees. So a third of everything we do is directed to the sheriff or around the sheriff's department, including mental health issues. So we deal with that. But when you compare Ada County jails to Canyon County, there's no comparison in my mind. It gets a lot of national recognition. He manages a great jail, the sheriff and Ron Freeman, and they go out and go across the country and teach and counsel people that have issues with their jails. So it's clean, and we funded it accordingly. 4 or 5 years ago, we spent about $8 million on a new medical facility within the jail. You know, we have a doctor there that works part-time, a dentist, 24/7 nurses, and we provide scripts to the inmates from the jail, you know, in a regulated way. So that's been a big piece. And now we just recently getting ready to open an 88-bed maximum security area for the patients that need or the inmates that need a higher level of
security. Well, let's talk a little bit about that at 580KIDO. How important is that, considering it's such a significant part of the budget? And we are so blessed in the area that we live in today with local police, with county police, with the state police, their partnership with the federal government to keep out the bad guys. You know, sometimes we take that for granted that the lead news story is they're putting a new crosswalk up somewhere. which is a great problem to have unless you're a talk show host that relies on the big issues. However, you take a look at putting in 88 new beds. That just didn't magically happen. The case had to be made. The crime statistics have to be there. The safety of the officers, always very important when we're talking about a jail. Most of us, hopefully, we'll never be in the jail, so we won't have a firsthand experience. Yeah. This might be the only time that people listening at 580 KIDO get information about the jail.
Right. And I think an important part of that is that at Ada County, we've always saved up before we've added new any infrastructure out there. We haven't borrowed or gone into debt of any kind to afford that. So we planned for it. You know, we knew that we needed this 88 bed situation, and we've saved for it for 3 or 4 years, finally to a point that we probably could have used it sooner, but you know, it's paid for and it's going to open and probably be full quicker than we would like. So they're going to be moving patients around, and I keep saying patients, inmates around,
right,
at different levels.
You'll get smacked for saying patients.
So we have, to your point, plenty of patients too that we deal with the mental health issues that are related to drugs and alcohol abuse and those sorts of things.
So when with Sheriff Rainey, when he comes up with the budget and such, I know they're always worried about their correctional officers and safety. How much of that is a concern for you and the other commissioners that the people that are keeping us safe, keeping the bad guys in the county jail, are in fact safe?
Well, I think it's very important to us. And, you know, we've made that a priority in funding. You know, they rate those inmates as they come in, depending on how much maintenance are going to need to keep everybody safe.
How much direction they're going to take, yes.
So they rate them that way, and they put them in a particular area. But the trend locally and around the country, I think, is to get people that don't need to be in jail out on the street in different types of programs, in rehab programs, and focus the jail on specifically what it should be, is keeping the bad guy there.
Right. Now, again, part of the county purview has to do with roads and such, county roads, and balancing the county roads, the city roads, and the fed roads. And I'd like to say, can you do anything about the orange barrels?
Well, I'm going to take it easy out there. At Ada County, we don't do roads. We're the only county
country. Yes, there we go again.
There's that. You got to call ACHD for that one.
Oh, my goodness.
But I would agree.
Yes. Well, thank you. Now, what about the RVs for people that are getting ready for the RVs?
Well, the season is here. It's hard to believe that we're back to that point in time, but the assessor likes to remind people, don't wait till the Thursday or Friday going into Memorial Day weekend to renew your motorcycle or boat or whatever you may have that you want to take out that weekend. So this reminder is to get in early, get it registered, and you can also do that online, too, at the Ada County Assessor's webpage, or you can give them a call, too, at 577-3135. So just a reminder, get your toys regulated accordingly with the new registration information.
And anything else you'd like to share with us?
Don't think so. Glad to see spring is here, hopefully, and the weather's warming up. We're all glad to have that happen.
I'm going to miss my hoodies.
Yeah.
Anyway, we appreciate it. We're going to get you out early on this one. How about that?
That'd be good.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Izaguirre with us. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Up all night. 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning as we continue on. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to Jan Flynn joining us now from the American Lung Association. Jan, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
You know, we hear so much about air quality when we're watching the weather and the meteorologists and what we should and shouldn't be concerned about. What's the latest on air quality in our region?
Well, the Lung Association just released last week its State of the Air report. This is an annual report card that we give to states and particularly counties and states on how they're doing with the different components of air pollution.
Well, that's always important, you know, and I guess it's just been a recent phenomenon that we've been looking at this for the past 10 or 20 years where people say, well, it's a red day, it's an orange day, don't go outside, do go outside, exhaust fumes, factory fumes. So how did we do in Idaho and how did we do in Ada and Canyon counties?
Well, in Idaho, we had several counties that got an F for particle pollution. Ada and Canyon counties did a little bit better.
Hold on. That's never good to get an F on the...
It's not good.
No,
is not good. Actually, some of those were counties that you might be surprised by, like Shoshone, Lemhi County, Canyon County got a B, actually. Franklin County got an F. Some county, and those were for particle pollution. So it's important to keep in mind that there's two major components in what we think of as air pollution. There's ozone. Most people are familiar with that. That's emissions from vehicles and other, you know, pollutants that kind of get into the atmosphere and get sort of cooked and produce ozone. And then there's particle pollution or particulate matter, and those are what we are really sometimes even more concerned about because they're little teeny tiny particles, much, much smaller than the diameter of human hair. And that's really bad because that can pass through all of your lungs' defense systems and even get all the way into your bloodstream. And those cause, we know that that's a direct cause of lung cancer, heart attack, certainly makes all kinds of lung disease worse. And so it's a real health threat, and that's one of the differences in the last 15 years. Our understanding of how bad air pollution is for us has increased.
Well, what about the idea of where this pollution comes from?
Well, that's a really good point because, you know, we are concerned about where we live. You know, I live in Ada County, so I always want to look at Ada County's grade, but I also know that the air and the wind don't know anything or respect about county lines. So some of the pollution it may be coming from far, far away. And that's why when it comes to the quality of our air, we all kind of need to think outside of our boundaries and really be looking at our state officials, but also our federal officials to protect the air we breathe.
Well, where would I'm looking at the wind. I mean, it's not like we have most of us think that it's, you know, factories or something like that, but what other sources could there be? Could it be from the cars? We always hear about the controversy in Canyon County over emissions testing. Some of these counties, they don't have any industry to cause this.
They may not have industry. There can be a myriad of reasons why particulate matter or ozone are high in a particular area. So sometimes it's you know, you can't necessarily point to that county. If Canyon County has high emissions, it's not necessarily all Canyon County's fault. There can be emissions coming in from Ada County or even from another state. One of the things that we have to contend with in Idaho are wildfires, and those certainly contribute to certainly spikes in particle pollution. And, you know, everybody who lives here is aware in the last several summers, you look outside in August and you can see the smoke. And those are clearly very bad air days. There's also agricultural burning, and again, yes, vehicle emissions, and those can combine with certain atmospheric conditions, like when we have winter inversions, that's when our air quality can really suffer because, you know, it's the we sort of have a lid over the lower elevations, kind of letting all that ozone sort of cook, and even though it's cold, it's creating really bad air quality.
So how Canyon County has a B. What about Ada County?
Ada County has a B in ozone, which is not bad, but it has a D in particle pollution. So we didn't flunk, but we didn't do well. And that's something that we really want to watch. Also, though, what's really disturbing is that Ada County's particle pollution grade was worse in this report than in the previous report, the State of the Air report in 2013. And that kind of bucks the national trend where we're seeing particle pollutants come down in general, even though they're not where we want them to be.
What can we do to avoid lung cancer?
Well, there are several things. First of all, I want to make it clear that nobody deserves lung cancer, despite what they may have done, whether they've smoked or not. First of all, though, the most important thing you can do is not smoke. And if you do smoke, to quit. And if you want to quit, please get in touch with the American Lung Association or with Project Filter. We've got some excellent programs and help for you. The other thing is to have your house tested for radon. That is the second leading known cause of cancer. The third is to protect yourself from air pollution. And sometimes that means not only being careful of, exercising outdoors on a bad day, a bad air day, but also becoming your own advocate, getting in touch with your elected officials and letting them know that you're concerned about what you're breathing.
And finally, how does the state of Idaho do, Jan, when we're compared to our other states within the Northwest when we're talking about air quality?
You know, we do better in some measures. We have some of the cleaner cities. Coeur d'Alene gets a great grade, and that some of those areas get a terrific grade. And in other areas, we do worse. It's a little difficult to say because we have many counties that do not have those monitors, the EPA monitors, and we base our grades only on counties that have monitors so that we make sure that we're giving out fair grades. So we are kind of in the middle in terms of the Northwest. But we have to remember that, again, air doesn't just stay inside state boundaries or county boundaries. It comes in from Nevada. It can come in from California. It can come in from Canada. So we need to really be concerned about, things like, it may not be a popular subject, but climate change really does make it more difficult to protect the air that we breathe. As those temperatures go up, we see, for instance, more wildfires, and we need to really be paying attention to that.
Well, we're all about the climate change. Anyway, Jan, we'd love to have you back, and if people want more tips on what they can do to prevent lung cancer for their kids, for themselves, to live a better, cleaner life, where can they go?
Well, they can go to lungidaho.org. That's our state lung association site. And I have a great resource for your listeners if they have any questions about lung health. We have a wonderful free lung helpline. That's 1-800-LUNG-USA or 1-800-586-4872 and choose option 2 on the phone tree. And that's a terrific resource.
Jan Flynn, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Great pleasure.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Jan Flynn from the American Lung Association. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, manly men.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, Dave Burnett with us as we start the Manly Man segment, and a big night tonight for the Idaho Steelheads. Any big predictions?
Boy, it's tough because the Aces from Alaska, very tough team to beat. I'm going to say this one will go to the Steelheads. I think the Steelheads will win this one.
And in honor of Dave Burnett's prediction, we'll give away a pair of Steelhead tickets. Now, you got to come pick them up today for tonight's game to caller 10 right now at 580KIDO. You know, so many people say, well, Kevin, you always give away things in the 6 or the 7 or the 8. You have a bias against the 5 o'clock folks. So we'll see how many people are up and ready to go and want to win a pair of Steelhead tickets at 580-5436. That is caller 10.
Okay. Hopefully you didn't just mess Ray up with Larry Gebert, but that's okay.
Now that's a little inside.
That is a little inside.
But it is a little inside.
Because Ray's going, uh-oh. Uh-oh. All right. So we'll get the caller 10 real quickly and move along there. But you have more than one pair to give away today, don't you?
Yep, we have a few to give away.
Nice. That'll be good. That'll be good. Yeah. You know, I love playoff hockey, and even from the Steelheads on up. When it comes to hockey, playoffs is where it's at.
Yeah, there is a different tone, and, we'll see how the Steelheads do, and it's nice that you have a local team doing well. It gives you something to do until football season starts.
Well, not really, because it'll be done shortly, and then you got that long drought. Got the NFL playoff or the NFL draft on Thursday. I'm amazed how that's become an event.
A lot of people say that it's jumped the shark, that in fact it should have been done in April or even, late April, and Goodell has kind of stretched it a little too far. And I kind of agree with the folks. I mean, we would be talking about OTAs right now as opposed to the NFL draft, and do you like it the first or second week in May? I guess it's still the first week in May.
Barely, just barely being the 7th. Because you take somebody, let's take Kellen Moore. He's a guy that this draft, very important. If Detroit drafts a quarterback, doesn't look good for Kellen. If they don't draft a quarterback, looks good for him. He's in OTAs. He's practicing right now. You're practicing and, you know, tomorrow you might see the writing on the wall. And you'd think they'd do the draft before they started their extracurricular, you know, practices they have to do. So we'll find out
what
happens.
Voluntary practices.
Well, they are. Yeah, they are. That's kind of like when the big boss here says, we have a voluntary meeting. Okay, I'll be there. So, yeah, but yeah, they are voluntary. So unless, you know, you're Peyton Manning or some big deal, which, by the way, he goes to all the OTAs, but unless you're a big deal, you go. It's as simple as that.
Do you know if it's good for you?
Yeah, if you know it's good for you, you voluntarily go. Mm-hmm. That's the way those sayings work.
I see.
Yep. Otherwise, what's going on in your world?
With me, I'm just sitting here taking a look at, well, Dave, you're pro-woman anyway, so.
I'm pro-woman?
Yeah, you're pro-woman.
You know what's a weird deal as we approach Mother's Day weekend?
I was going to answer your question.
I am pro-woman, but I don't think I'd be here without one.
Got a point there.
Yep.
But I'm saying I think women are taking over the world.
Kevin, they've already run the world.
Well, I want to go back to the days of the 70s when I was a young man. When, polyester was in, and polyester was comfortable, it was a good thing to wear, and the man was the man.
What is lighting your fire in particular today?
Well, Fox is coming up with a new show called Outnumbered, and it's just all women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that's discrimination against men.
Hmm.
Personally.
Don't they have all men shows on, like, ESPN?
Not anymore. In fact, you know, True Detective. Did you ever watch True Detective?
It was not a regular that I watched. I'd watch it off and on.
So you couldn't get into it?
I didn't have time. There's only so much time for TV.
Right.
And I just didn't have time. It's one of those that was last on the list to get to. And it's like, oh, DVR ate it.
The DVR ate it. Mm. Well, let me just say, I love True Detective because I love McConaughey. I just think he was great in it. Mm-hmm. But one of the criticisms of True Detective, and this is why I liked it, because it wasn't like, oh, like even 24 has become, oh, we have to have Chloe now as a star. Oh, we have to have the girl now that's like the female Jack Bauer. No, we just need the male Jack Bauer, and there's nothing wrong with a guy being a guy. And it was a story about two dudes that were fatally flawed, but it was dudes. And the problem here is that we emphasize women over men.
Well, there's women who want to watch a show.
I suppose, but that doesn't mean you have to get rid of the men.
Hmm. But you're saying get rid of the women.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, yes, you did. You said you got to get rid of. I just want dudes. You just want shows about dudes.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Allegedly.
Well.
Sorry, I made myself laugh.
Well, here's. Here's another thing with it. Again, yeah, you can have dudes, but then they have to be the dudes that like dudes. Why can't you have tobacco chewing, real life guys that are just masculine?
Ain't no plans with a man. This is the 80s, and I'm down with the ladies.
Because those guys like women.
They don't exist anymore, apparently.
They like women.
You ever go to a restaurant lately?
Yeah.
You see the people that wait on you? They're not masculine anymore, the men.
Hmm.
By the way, I've got a couple funny stories for you, 580K IDO.
Okay, I'm ready for that.
So I was getting my hair cut the other day, and we don't practice ageism because we relate to ageism here at 580K IDO. So I'm sitting there getting my hair cut, and this gentleman, young guy, about 71, walks in. And it's, it's one of those, I don't go to the Dave Burnett Salon Spa. I go to one of those, you know, cost cutter things, clip cutters or whatever.
Yeah, look at my hair. You know that.
You go in and you go to clip cutters. And it's a clip joint. Right. You go into a clip joint, and that's what it is. It's not like a barbershop. It's not like a high-end place. So I go in there, and I'm sitting there getting my hair cut by Betsy Baritha, whatever. And all of a sudden, this gentleman comes in, young man, about 71. And this woman who has her head shaved and, you know, she's a very creative person, has green, blue, red hair or whatever. And she goes, well, hey, I'd like to cut your hair. And quite frankly, he didn't have a lot of hair to cut. It was kind of those bowl things, you know. He's got like the rim.
The edge,
yeah, the rim job there.
Which, by the way, he pays the same price, somebody with a full head of hair, doesn't seem right to me.
Right. So the guy comes in and he goes, no, I don't like you. And he was just, he wasn't kidding. I don't like you. I don't trust anybody with those colors in their hair. And I felt sorry for the poor girl because he embarrassed her in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And she took it quite well, as opposed to most people that would have gone off on him. And I thought, wow, that's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's spouse. That's just not right. And I thought, I almost said, look, Pops, this ain't the high end joint. You can take you and your not likes and get the hell on down the road.
Hmm.
But I didn't. I just go, oh, well, I have hair.
I don't like you.
Right. It was just a mean thing to say. So last night I'm going to a T-shirt joint to get some logos done for my shirts here, and they couldn't find it, and there's just no apology. I drove all the way from Star to the mall, and I go to the T-shirt joint there, which did our embroidering, you know what I'm saying.
Stitching up the logo.
Yeah, and they look at me, well, we can't find it. And then just this woman who's there, maybe all of 20 years old, with an irritating voice going, I can't find it! And I said, okay, well, when can these be done? Not till next Tuesday. Why? Our guy's out of town. And I go, you can leave your shirts here. I go, I'm not leaving my shirts here. No apology, no nothing. So I just took my shirts and left. So I'll be going to see Garrick at Embroid Me in Meridian today, who is a big fan of the show, of the station.
Well, why weren't you going to him in the first place?
Because this is a place that already had our logo, so there was no setup fee. Of course, they couldn't find it. And my point to you at 580KIDO is, do you really trust someone when they say, it's in his computer, but we can't find it? So then I called our political correspondent that set this thing up, and I said, Justin, I will never go back there again. And so Justin goes, well, I can call him. I go, what do you mean you can call him? I was just there. And it was just so irritating. But before we go.
Yes.
What about Monica? Monica's revenge.
Monica Lewinsky. Coming out. Blaming Hillary.
Yep. I think she should have waited till the primaries, personally. But, you know, there's a girl that got a bum rap.
Well, you know, all the blame was put on her. The man was not held responsible at all.
The man. Well, she said it was a co-whatever relationship. She doesn't say there was any sexual harassment or anything going on. She does take responsibility for it.
Well, good for her.
And she did love Bill Clinton. I mean, there are many stories. I think it's called Death of American Virtue. Are you a big reader at all?
Yes. I get streaky. I'll go and I'll read just a ton, and then I go through a dry spell. But, yeah.
The only person that has talked to every person from Lewinsky to Starr to Clinton, it's a great book. And it really talks about how she fell in love with the guy and everything else, and the Linda Tripp thing. It's a brilliant book. Well, anyway, so she's come out and said, you know, I love Clinton, da-da-da-da-da. Hillary blames women. Well, they all blame women.
Yes, you do. Yes, they do.
Anyway.
Yes, they do. I don't know if you saw Bill Clinton. The Clintons both took a real beating at the political correspondence comedy the other night. Which, by the way, are we ever going to have a president that will be, proud enough to say, you know what, I pass, I'm not going to that event? Wouldn't that be nice to have a president say he's not going to it? But the Clintons took a little bit of a beating the other night, with Hillary being used as the joke. Joel McHale, who is on the Parks or something, also hosts a show called The Soup, was the MC.
The Soup hasn't been good since what's his name was on it.
Joel McHale, I think his timing is very funny, very dry sense of humor, very funny. But he took the president to task.
I don't think he's funny. I don't think he has any talent.
Well, I think he's funny.
I think what's his name, Kinnear, was the best. He created that show.
Yeah, I like Joel McHale on.
I don't like Joel McHale. Hell with him.
See, that's the difference between you and I. I don't go cussing at former hosts. Kevin, your traffic manager coming out of Canyon County.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And here we are, we're moving out. Oh, here we are, we're moving in. Oh, here we are, we're at it again. Thank you all for joining us. Coming up, if you missed our interview with Chris Farrell and you didn't have a chance to take a look and a listen to it on the podcast, we're going to share that with you. Now, normally we don't do this, but because that we worked so hard to get Judicial Watch. And because this is so important, when we're talking about what Congress couldn't do, what the press wouldn't do, and certainly what Mr. Obama doesn't want people to know about, this is why we're sharing that interview with Chris Farrell again from Judicial Watch. It just shows you how important the work that they do. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, Kevin, he's a guest on your show. No wonder you're promoting it. Well, when someone does a good job, as you know, I think it's important that we recognize this. And remember, Judicial Watch is nonpartisan. So it's a very compelling piece. Then we'll get your reaction to it. Again, our interview with Chris Farrell as we move along. Let's get to traffic now. Dave Burnett, always standing by to get you to work. And we'll be monitoring the big story of the day, the year.
I just have to decide whether I'm ready to do that. So stay tuned.
We will.
When I know, you'll know.
Serving Meridian.